Welcome to the Knit More Girls podcast, a multi-generational knitting production. This is episode 658 and is sponsored by Knit Companion, Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist, and Oink Pigments. This week's segments include On the Needles,
In Stitches,
Events,
Mother Knows Best,
When Knitting Attacks.
Knits in space,
and so on. Grab your knitting, pull up a chair, and start your row.
Welcome, welcome. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome to the show. And if you are a returning listener, Happy New Year, and thank you very much for coming back. My name is Jasmine, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
My name is Gigi, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
We are recording on the unceded lands of the Tamien Ohlone Tribal Ethnohistoric Territory, which, based upon the 18 unratified federal treaties of 1851 and 1852, includes the unceded ancestral lands of the Muikema Ohlone tribe of the San Francisco Bay Area. How's it going this year, Mom?
Yeah, today is the 2nd of January.
Yep.
2022.
Yeah, so we have a couple of months to continue writing 2021 and all our things and then crossing it out and then getting used to the fact that it's another year.
Yeah, I put the new calendar up today.
Oh, I need to do that at our house. Thank you for reminding me.
You're welcome.
All right. Do you have any knitting this year?
A little bit.
All righty. So let's move on and start talking about our knitting.
So I finished the Christmas socks out of the woolens and Nosh that Genevieve wound. And this is a Franken pattern.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to explain what a Franken pattern is?
Like Frankenstein's creature, Franken socks are made out of bits and pieces of leftover sock yarn.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a Franken pattern is when I take two different patterns and cobble them together.
Mm-hmm.
And I call this pattern Vanilla is the New Sock on the Plane,
mm-hmm.
because it's Vanilla is the New Black and Socks on a Plane.
Makes sense.
Yes. So the Christmas socks are finished. They're not finished, but the knitting is done.
Marvelous.
Yes.
I swatched for a new project. I swatched for Genevieve's next Hearthstone pullover, and it's not going to be a pullover because she specifically said today, could I turn it into a cardigan? So I'll be adding 3 stitches to the front once I figure out how many I'm casting on.
Mm-hmm.
But this is going to be done in a Nicole Frost gradient, and she dyed it in the coolest way. Obviously, a gradient goes from one color to the next, right? But it's so much more. So for the body, she did 2 sock blanks that were, they started a very dark purple and they go up to a sky because it was an inspiration based on a photo.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me a minute to see it because Nicole's brain works on different wavelengths than mine do. And that's why her colors are spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
And why, one of the reasons I love working with her stuff. So she did the body in, I think they're 150 gram sock blanks. So there's 2 of those. And then the sleeves she did on a sock blank with doubled yarn. So they're exactly the same.
Oh, lovely.
And they line up with the body.
Huh.
It is spectacular. Brilliant. And then that's being run along with this purpley eggplanty black yarn that has a dark strand, which I think is wool, and a lighter strand, which I think is rayon. And they're plied together and they've got sequins.
Huh.
And it's my first time working with a sequin yarn, even though I've wanted to for years.
Yeah, and you run it along. I remember.
Yeah, and you run along the sequin yarn all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
And it really gives it this super cool effect. Because I was kind of like, I don't know about this. But sometimes I understand that I can't visualize things that other people dream up. Like, I can visualize my own stuff, right?
Well, yeah.
Well, obviously. But I was like, you know what? I trust Nicole. Every time she's done something for me, it's been great. And this is not disappointing so far. So I did the swatch before I came over because it needs to be washed. And that's one of the things, because I've got my arbitrary knitting list. Yes. That I have to finish this before I can start this, and I have to do this before I do this. So, so that's moving, and I'm really excited about it. So once I wash the swatch tonight, I'll be ready to measure it and figure out the rest of it tomorrow. So excellent. When I'm a little bit fresher. So yeah, that is something I'm really excited about. What else are you working on?
I cast on another pair of Vanilla Is the New Sock on the Plane. Out of Woolens
And Nosh
in Cornucopia.
Which was the Rhinebeck colorway, right?
Rhinebeck colorway, and I'm on sock too. And this is a sock with extra four heels and toes. And I would like some more of the heels and toes yarn. Enough for a pair of socks, so I can make another pair of sock.
Okay.
But with the heel and toe color.
In the stripey?
As the main body. Okay. And the stripe as accent.
Fun.
Yeah.
Fun. That is excellent.
Also, since I'm using the vanilla pattern, the Vanilla Is the New Black pattern, it has the underside of the heel in a main color, and that messed with my stripe sequence, and that bothers me. So I've been doing that part with the contrast yarn, so my stripes aren't interrupted.
Cool.
I think that is brilliant.
That is brilliant.
I do say so myself. What are you working on?
Well, I started Rex's hoodie because they're about to go back to school and it's been very cold. And really, I wanted to start it earlier, but arbitrary knitting rules being what they are, I measured my swatch and I was able to cast on because the swatch had been measured and I took my notes. I had done the swatch and washed it and it was sitting next to my chair, ready to go. And so I wrote down the measurements and I found the needles it goes. That's not what I'm working on right now, though. I have more. There's more. And that is half a round from the armholes being put on.
Oh, wow.
On string. On Lydia's crochet cotton.
Bottom up or top down?
Top down. So that should go pretty quick. The hood will take some time. And he wants it exactly like his Lionheart hoodie. Except with a zipper, which is wonderful because, so he wants it to have a zipper up front.
Yes.
Because Genevieve's Pantastic hoodie has a zipper.
Yes.
And he wants it to have pockets because those are important. And it's fine. And he also wants, did I talk about this already? He wants mittens to go over his hands, like on his dragonfish hoodie. So what I'm going to do is put a little loop at the top of the middle finger so when he's not wearing it, it can button to the back of the wrist. And when he is, I think I'm going to put a button on the inside of the wrist and connect it to the palm part with some I-cord so that it'll close a little tighter than the other ones. So, and the buttons are, I don't want to say like, oh, I'm not going to tell you it's because I don't want to spoil it. But I bought these really beautiful shiny black buttons, and I'm going to do a Black Widow figure eight in red when I sew them on.
Oh, lovely.
So they look like Black Widow spiders on the back and front of his on his cuff.
I hope nobody starts hitting his sweater.
I don't think so, because I don't think they're not going to have legs. It's just going to be the little symbol on there.
Okay.
So I'm really excited about that. He's really excited about it. He was sitting next to me and looking at it and helping me work on it a little bit yesterday, in a sense that he was sitting on my lap and messing with it while he was watching TV. So,
okay.
So, but he's excited about it. And when I asked him if he wanted to take a picture in the partially started sweater, he said, okay, and then made a bunch of very cute model faces. And I don't know where he gets that from.
Blue steel?
Just like poses I haven't seen before, but they're very silly and very funny. So, oh, and the colorway is Natasha. It was renamed by Ava over at Seismic Yarns. So it's really beautiful and I adore
Natasha it. For whom, darling?
Natasha Romanov from the Black Widow series. So anyway, that is really exciting. Do you have more?
Yeah, well, I'm in a place where I'm not into knitting a whole lot, and so I've reverted to my minimum.
Yeah.
Which is socks. Because I was busy reading the new Diana Gabaldon book,
mm-hmm.
Go Tell the Bees That I'm Gone. And this is a major book.
It is. It's a big book.
900 pages.
Mm-hmm.
And it ends with a cliffhanger.
Of course it does.
Yes.
The last one ended with a cliffhanger too.
How did the last one end?
I'll remind you off mic, because we were trying to figure out what the... What is an acceptable time frame for spoilers? How long does a book need to be out before you can do spoilers? How long does a movie need to be out before you do spoilers?
Somebody was doing spoilers on a Shakespeare play.
Correct. Correct. Spoiler alert. No. No. If you haven't read it already, it's on you, friend. All right. So I have more.
Okay.
I have been slowly but surely working on my Musselboro hat by Isolde. And that is going slowly because it's my purse knitting and I don't really go places anymore. So that's kind of where that is. And I have one more thing if you do not.
Go ahead.
Okay. Today the Rainbow Knit Along started, and this is the one by Yelly Knits. And I have decided I'm going to jump in and cheat because I finished the second sleeve and joined the sleeves to the body. I'm going to hold this up.
Oh, this is lovely.
Is that not stunning? This is a video podcast, obviously, so you should all be able to see what I'm showing now. So
it has a rainbow coming off at one hip.
Mm-hmm. The construction of this is so utterly ingenious. I think I might have...
It's a circle.
It is, and then you build the sweater off of that, and it's so good. So good.
This is different.
Right?
We're going to link to this in the show notes.
Along with everything else we talk about. But the other thing I really like about this, every single piece of this thus far, mm-hmm. and I think I'm on like page 14 out of 17 of the pattern. So there isn't a lot left for it not to be utterly ingenious. But you do the rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing the first sleeve at the same time. So you keep the rainbow in the same order. Right?
Okay.
Which only leaves you, yavajab, one hand span of sleeve left to do if you're me.
Yeah.
And then all you have left to do once you've knit up past to the armholes is that second sleeve. But it doesn't feel like a second sleeve because you did the first sleeve while you were doing the rainbow, and it just like it lines up beautifully. It is smart. It is well thought out. You do the little bits of math here and there as you go. And the way you attach the rainbow and the way you do the pickups, there's breathe here, blink here directions. And as long as you have done the math, which is basically like, okay, 1 + 1 = 2. All right?
Okay.
So you have 2.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to multiply it by 3. That's 6. And then you're going to divide it. No, we're going to add 2. That's 8.
Yeah.
And then you're going to divide it by 4. Like, each step is based on the last step. And I talked about this last time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so brilliant because you just see, like, a page of empty numbers for math. And you're like, oh, my head. Right?
Yep.
But then you start doing it. And it feels like you're winning a game because it's literally the easiest math on the planet. And it's all just building off the previous thing. And I was joking about having Genevieve do the math for her sweater.
Mm-hmm.
Because Well, I don't want to commit Yelly to doing a kid-sized rainbow, but I'm totally going to do a kid-sized rainbow for Genevieve. So if she decides that she wants to expand it to kid sizing, there's that. But I actually think Genevieve is the smallest size on the one she has already. So I just need to double check because Genevieve is turning 10 tomorrow, which is completely unbelievable, but also simultaneously very believable, if you know what I mean. So anyway.
I was there.
So was I.
But 10 years already?
I know.
Mm.
So anyway, I'm going to have Genevieve do the math herself for her sweater, which she will enjoy because she's a mathlete, and I'm very proud. And I think she'll get a really big kick out of doing the math for her sweater.
She's going to tell you it's too easy.
Yeah, she is. She's going to be like, that's it? Really?
I'm going to start designing sweaters now.
Good for her.
Mm,
yeah. She'll get a nice early start. But anyway, I'm loving the process of this. I have another one slated that I'm going to knit, I think, I'm going to start in the next couple of weeks, which is why I'm trying to finish this one. That's going to be 180 degrees different from this. because, oh, maybe I should tell everyone what colorways I did this out of. I'm knitting this in Sea Change Fibers. They're DK. And the rainbow is done in the French Connection mini skein set. And the color for the main body is this really beautiful, like, foggy sky blue. And I just love it. And it's so different from everything else I'm working on right now that it just makes me really happy in a really strange way.
It feeds your soul?
It does, because while I do love everything else I'm working on, the fact that this is so different is really doing it for me. I can't explain it any more than that. The heart wants what it wants.
Okay, good.
So yeah, I'm really excited about this. If you want to join the knit along, we'll link to that along with everything else we talk about in the show notes. And yeah, I'm... Oh, and I'm slated to do the test knit for the fingering weight version, and I've already got my yarn for that as well. I'm ready to go.
Let's make sure.
I'm not going to felt it this time because it's 10 cell.
Okay, good.
Because I want to do a summer weight one. So Yelly's doing a test knit for the fingering weight version. And so I got this 10 cell yarn from Busy Peach because she had the most stunning rainbow set in her 10 cell base. And I was thinking, well, Yelly's got this. I know she's going to do one in a fingering weight. So if I get it now and I get a sky color to go with it that I really like that matches my summer colors, then I'll have one for summer and one for winter. And I might actually do my summer one slightly different, like with a short sleeve. Like just have the rainbow go up and do it like a half sleeve. Because I don't wear short sleeves, really. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't know. TBD. We'll find out. So anyway, that is what I'm working on at the moment. Do you have anything else?
Nope.
Let's move on to the next segment. But first, a quick word from our sponsors. Carry your creativity with Erin Lane bags. Whether you show your fiber fandom with the Woolly Wonder Sheebliverse or dive into history with the Curiosities Collection, our project bags, totes, and hook and needle organizers are at the ready to keep your hobby happy. You can find links to Erin Lane along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. Mother dearest.
Love you.
We had a freeze warning last night. So what has had you in stitches? Oh. We get weather here in California, see? Once or twice a year.
That sounds like a little bit more than California cold.
Yeah.
Okay. I am wearing hand-knit socks. I don't think I have enough socks to last me all year without doing laundry.
All year or all month?
All winter.
Okay. Well, you'll have to work on that, I suppose.
I'm wearing my Mondo cable pulley from the knit along that we did how many years ago?
2009. So we don't need to do the math. Everyone else can do the math.
Okay.
Or I could. I could throw some numbers out there. I know nobody's trying to knit while they listen to us.
Evil. Yes. I'm wearing the 90s that I sewed that are so warm and substantial. It's lovely. I'm wearing my Grinchy Musselberg hat.
Musselbara.
I'm sorry. Musselbara. And at one point of time, I was knitting a whole bunch of knit morcals. I'm wearing a gray knit morcal right now. Also, at night, I wear socks as nighttime mittens. And the good thing about that is they come down halfway down to my elbow. And the cuff of my nightshirt doesn't come out. And they keep my arthritic hands nice and warm at night.
Lovely. You know you have cashmere in your stash. You should make yourself a nice cashmere set of long wristers. They're basically like a sock, but with a thumb gusset instead of a heel.
I like having them
closed at the top.
Closed at the top because I have arthritis in my fingertips too.
So
right now, ridiculous as they are.
Maybe I'll make you some popover mitts.
As long as they're long enough, I would love that. Popover mitts would be lovely because trying to
text in mittens, I know you. You can't scroll.
I'm not texting, but I like to listen to podcasts at night as I'm going to sleep. And that is an issue with socks on my hands.
Mm-hmm. I get it. I feel you.
So that's that. What have you been wearing?
What have I been wearing? Well, Rex has been wearing... Okay, rewind. We have been doing some cleaning and some tidying. As Genevieve mentioned last week, 2 weeks ago, whatever, whichever episode she mentioned it on, we got her a loft bed. And it's super cool. And part of that is cleaning up stuff and getting rid of stuff. And she's outgrowing clothes at a fever pitch. And going through things and figuring out what's a donate thing, what's a send to a special friend. I have a box I'm sending to a friend of favorite pieces that we loved and that I think her girls will love because they're the right size to grow into them in the spring, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so separating those things out and pulling like the hand-knit socks that are too small for Genevieve. And Rex has been wearing... The hand-knit socks with his red sneakers. So that's really lovely. He's been wearing his Lionheart hoodie. We've moved from hand-sewn masks into N95 masks because of the Omicron virus. And we'll link to Project N95 on the website so that you can order them from there. Because they're a reputable source for the right kind of masks for what we need right now. And Genevieve has been wearing her Anna cardigan. You know what? I'll let Genevieve do her stuff when she comes on the episode next time. But he's been wearing his stuff. I've been working on his Black Widow hoodie, like I mentioned. So that's really good. And I've been wearing my Resistance hat. I wore my Bladag pullover by Isolde Teague that I made in Westwool. Like, I want to say earlier in the pandemic.
What color?
It's the turquoises with the gold accent. It's like three shades of teal and turquoise and that lovely, those three lovely shades that went together. And then that bright gold for the pop color. And I wore my Bandit cardigan, which is the red one I did the matching ones for me and Genevieve from Little Skein Anne. Right. Yeah. And the pattern's by Jacqueline Ciesielak. And that's just, it was just lovely to be able to wear that. Oh, and the dogs have been wearing their matching sweaters. Chewy was wearing his harness friendly dog sweater by Jacqueline Ciesielak, and Han was wearing his Ursa dog sweater, Ursa Canis by Jacqueline Ciesielak. And I actually like the fit of the Ursa Canis better on him than the other one. And I think, well, I was going to make an Ursa Canis for Chewy anyway, but
Canis is dog, Ursa is bear.
Bear,
bear dog?
I think it's a star picture. Okay. You know what I mean?
A constellation?
Yeah, one of those. One of those things.
Excellent.
You're welcome. And because our dogs are mixes, and I almost call them hybrids, but that's not what that means. Yes, they're mutts, but they definitely have dachshund in them. So they've got these elongated bodies, and Chewy has the big pit bull chest, but he's not shaped like a pit bull. Like, he's not really chonky and solid. He's chonkier than Han, but the looseness of the other one doesn't, like, it's still comfortable and he wears it, but I think he'd like the snugger fit of the Ursa Canis better. So it's a weird thing to say, but you really want it to fit just so. And someone sent me a pattern for a hilarious dinosaur dog sweater. Yeah, and I'm totally going to make it because I have the patterns book from years ago.
I remember.
That I bought with the intention of making it for my dog. And then we got two long double-coated dogs who absolutely did not need sweaters. But now is my time.
Yes.
Because they like wearing sweaters when it gets cold.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so that is what has had the whole family.
They come sit on your heating pads.
They do. They have figured out when the heating pad is on the chair, it's likely on. So they'll come and snuggle up to it because they've got super short hair. And it's been very cold for them because they don't have much in the way of coats. And they like to snuggle under blankets. So I'm trying to keep them in their sweaters as much as possible and making sure I'm washing them periodically too. So that the wool is optimally bouncy and gets its elasticity back. And something that's really funny is our dogs can wiggle out of their sweaters. So we put them on, and they get excited when you put them on.
Because you go outside. But...
And they like them. They're comfortable. They're warm. Mm-hmm. So it is the weirdest thing ever, but I pull out the sweaters, and the dogs get, like, super excited. I'll have to do a video, because that's the kind of response you want when you make a sweater.
Yes.
So anyway, I'll have to do one of those videos. It'll be fun. All right. Anything else?
Nope.
Let's move on to the next segment. But first, a quick word from our sponsors. Are you feeling disgruntled about your stash? Are you browsing Insta ham looking for knitting inspiration? Is color kind of a pig deal in your life? Oink Pigments offers over 140 picture-perfect colorways to make you squeal with delight. For a limited time only, bring home the bacon with code KNITMORE and get 15% off in-stock yarns and fibers at oinkpigments.com. Shop soon, because these pigs will fly. You can find links to Oink Pigments along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. Mother Dearest.
Love you.
What events are we attending and participating in the near future? And what else is going on? I'm seeing lots of good stuff in the show notes.
Yes. Stitches West 2020, Sacramento, California, March 3rd through 6th, 2022.
We'll be there. You need to make sure that you are fully vaccinated and bring your masks. You can find the digital COVID-19 vaccine record website on our show notes, along with the Vax Yes website. Something super fun that I did this weekend was to get all of the family's vaccine cards in my Apple Wallet and on Andrew's Apple Wallet, because we don't always go places together.
Yeah.
Sometimes he has the kids. Sometimes I have the kids. Sometimes we're all together. Sometimes we take two cars, because Rex has a short attention span and we want him to experience enough to have fun. And then once he runs out of good manners, we need an escape hatch. But the nice thing about this is that we can both have their vaccine records available on our phones. Easy peasy. We don't have to worry about who has the cards, who doesn't have the cards. And it makes it super simple to share with your family members, for example, like if you're in a co-parenting situation, or if you have a blended family and you share custody with people. Is a great way of doing it. It's also great to have people who don't necessarily carry their phones or their wallets, like my mom doesn't always. So when we update hers to reflect her booster status, then we'll be able to, I'll be able to have it on my phone in case you don't have yours, because I always have mine, right?
Thank Smart. You.
So that's really important. You have other good news you wanted to share.
Yes, Twinset Designs are back. Welcome back. We're so glad to hear from you.
Welcome back. That was terrible.
Yes.
But the
was
intention
that welcome
was welcome
back,
good.
Carter?
It was.
Oh, my God.
It was gosh. Welcome back, Twin Set, because I would never violate someone else's intellectual property with a really terrible version. Rather, we're going to call it a spoof. There we go.
Excellent.
What else is new?
Susan Dolph from Knit a Journey is back.
I heard. I have to try and figure out how to get the feed restored on my Downcast.
When you find out, have a look at my phone.
Check.
Okay. And for our personal...
Something exciting, yeah.
Exciting. We got a copy of the...
Operation Sock Drawer book, our book in German. The lovely people over at Penguin Random House asked if we would like a copy of it in German, and they sent us several copies. So Mom has a copy on her shelf, and I have a couple of copies on my shelf with the rest of our books.
So our Operation Sock Drawer book in German is Deine Suppe Sockenschublade. Farb- und Strukturmuster stricken, and it is Penguin Random House.
But it's Top in Germany, I guess.
Yes.
Is the distributor of the line. Anyway, it's really lovely. It's a hardback copy of it, which is amazing, because that wasn't an option in the States. And it just, it's super cool. See what I did there?
Yes.
Thanks. All right. So,
jawohl.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, that is super exciting. And it's extremely gemütlich.
Gemütlich?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yep.
Excellent. All right.
And we are just so chuffed.
What's excited in German, auf Deutsch?
Es ist toll.
Sehr toll.
Sehr toll, jawohl. Okay.
And that is the limit of my German. So let's move on to the next segment.
For Mother Knows Best, I have an interesting piece of advice. Take a beat and pivot.
So I wanted to share something that happened this last week and make it apply to people's general lives, because sometimes we find ourselves stuck, and this goes along with all the flexible mind stuff, things, and the parenting stuff, but also this is just generally excellent human stuff, which I am sharing this week. So we had gotten tickets to go see the Lego. There was a Lego The Art of Lego. That's mm-hmm. what it was, in San Francisco. And if you don't have children, you don't know that, or you may not know that it is a lot of effort to get everyone in the car and going to the same place. Even if your car is big enough, even if you have snacks, even if everyone is on board, it is a bit of a production.
It's a production, yes.
Yeah. And so two adults, two kids, we get in the car, we've got snacks for the road, we've got the kids, we're all excited about where we're going. We drive to San Francisco. It's about a 45-minute drive without traffic, which we didn't hit. We didn't hit any traffic, so smooth sailing. But it's a long time to be in the car, especially since we haven't been going anywhere. So we get all the way up to San Francisco. I tell Genevieve not to bring the umbrella out of the car because it wasn't raining when we parked in the underground structure. We get out of the underground structure. It is now pouring rain. We are far enough away from the car that we need to keep going so we can get into our window, because you have to get your tickets for this thing in windows because there's only a certain number of people allowed into the exhibit at a time. We get there like 5 minutes to opening. We're waiting in line. 10:30 rolls around, which is when it was supposed to open and we were supposed to go in, and nobody's opening the doors. The doors are in fact chained shut. We have now driven, and we bought our tickets for the right day. This wasn't I made the appointment for the wrong day and I showed up a week early mm-hmm. type situation.
Which we have done.
Which we have both done. More than once. You know,
yep.
It's a lot of work to look this good sometimes. So anyway, the kids are super disappointed. There's no reason why it's not opening. Everyone bought these tickets. We're all in line trying to figure out what we're going to do. The kids are really upset, and I'm trying to think what we can do instead. And so we're all throwing ideas out. And I said, well, we all have to want to do it. So we need to find something we can all agree on. And the kids saw an ice skating rink in Union Square, which was melty because the sun had come out. Like, the top layer was just a puddle. And so that was not something that we wanted to do, but the kids wanted to try it. And I said, listen, we can go ice skating. There's an ice skating place in San Jose. Like, it's indoors. We can ice skate in the summertime if you want to. So that being said, the kids are kind of arguing back and forth because they really want to go ice skating, even though they can't tell that the top centimeter is just puddly. But you can see while they're skating that it's like, right?
So I finally... More like water skiing?
Yeah. And I said, well, let's get in the car and let's figure out what we're going to do. Because, you know, we're here, we're going to do stuff. And I turned to Andrew as soon as we get in the car and buckle up, and I was like, what about the California Academy of Sciences? We've wanted to take the kids there for ages. They've wanted to go for ages. I think they're open today. Can you double check, please? Ah, yes, they are open. They are 15 minutes from where we are. And we can get tickets. And you have to be fully vaccinated and show proof of vaccination to get in and wear masks. Perfect. Kids are excited. We're excited. We park. We go to the California Academy of Sciences. But it was that thing where I told the kids, I was like, I need everyone to be quiet for a minute so I can think. Because everyone was like, I want to do this. No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do this. I don't want to. Oh, and we were across the street from Britex, which I turned to Andrew and said, pretty sure the kids aren't going to be down with me going in. All of us going to a fabric store. And he had a good laugh about that. Because again, we all have to agree.
Yeah.
So we all have a good time. And it was really fun being able to see the exhibits. You would have loved the rainforest exhibit because it was super toasty warm and mm-hmm. humid. And I think you would have just like...
And I taught a unit on rainforest when I was teaching second grade, and it was lovely.
there's butterflies and all sorts of critters that are in there, and giant parody birds that groom each other and yell at people, which is really fun.
They yelled at people?
They were just loud. They weren't really yelling at people, but in my imagination they were. But anyway, so there was all this cool stuff. We went through a shark exhibit that was really neat and had life-size models and projections of sharks. I'm a shark enthusiast, so I really liked that exhibit in particular. And
I'm sure the kids did too.
They did, and they have an aquarium thing. They have everything. We didn't even get to see the whole thing before I ran out of steam, because I turned to Andrew and said, I'm starting to run out of good manners. We need to wrap this up, because our window is only 2 hours that we could be there. And so, because, you know, they want to keep people flowing, and it just was a lot of anxiety for me as well, because people were standing really close to each other, and not everyone was wearing their masks properly. But the kids had a spectacular time, and we had a really good time. And it was that thing where I just needed that moment to think. I needed everyone to stop so I could catch my breath and use my brain. Because when you're stressed, you can't use, you stop using your higher function. You go into all the primitive stuff.
Yes.
There's a great video by Dan Siegel called...
The Lizard Brain?
It was the Lizard Brain one. It's Flipping Your Lid is what it's called. We'll link to it in the show notes, because it's about 8 minutes and it's well worth the watch. But it talks about helping... If you know how your brain works, you're better able to kind of manage your brain and your reaction. And we did this super cool exercise. I'm doing Project Cornerstone, which is the social-emotional learning program at our school for Rex's class and for another couple of classes. And one of the woman who's leading the whole thing at our school did an exercise where she said, when I say clap, you clap, and when I say snap, you snap. And she did this thing where she clap, snap, clap, snap, 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 clap, snap, snap, clap. And then she said, okay, now when I say clap, you snap. And when I say snap, you clap. And it was just like, first of all, if you are a competitive person, I felt like I was losing. And then she said, okay, now we're going to do the same thing where you snap when I say clap and clap when I say snap, except you're going to, there's going to be a beat in between. So I say snap, clap, clap, you know?
Okay.
And that way you have a
rhythm.
Just that, it's not only that, but it's that pause to take a breath and process the information. And it's so useful, especially not with trying not to be reactive about things. So where this comes back to knitting is, when you get frustrated because something isn't working, because it's not turning out the way you want, because it's not something, it's not gemütlich.
Okay.
Put it down. Take a beat. You can pivot to something else. You can find a different fun thing to do. Or you can choose to just take that beat to think about it and then come back to it when you're ready. So you have choices.
Yeah.
All right. So that's it for Mother Knows Best this week. Pivot or take a beat. Both are good, but sometimes you need to take a beat in order to pivot.
Rex, you told me Rex was yelling it the other day.
Pivot? Yes. What was he yelling? Something went wrong and he yelled pivot out of nowhere, and it was very funny.
And appropriate.
It was extremely appropriate. I think something went wrong with the Christmas tree. And he yelled pivot. And it was just, the timing was right and it was correctly used. And
but good for him.
Right.
He learned something.
He did. All right. Is that it?
That's it.
Let's move on to the next segment. But first, a quick word from our sponsors. When was the last time your knitting yarn was a work of art? Infinite Twist produces one-of-a-kind semi-solid gradients featuring speckles, highlights, lowlights, and gorgeous color transitions. From 700-yard giant gradients to 200-yard matching sock sets, Infinite Twist gradients will hold your interest from cast-on to bind-off. See the currently available gradients at infinitetwist.com or be the first to know when new colors are posted by signing up for our newsletter at infinitetwist.com/newsletter-signup. You can find links to Infinite Twist along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes.
It's when knitting attacks.
All right. New year, new knitting problems. What have you got, Mom?
So I was working on my Christmas socks and they have cables. And I miscrossed a cable and noticed it after I had done the next cable crossing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I dropped the miscrossed cable and fixed it because I didn't want to undo 10 rows.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
I have a mighty knitting attacks.
What did you do?
So remember how I posted that super cute picture of Rex in the semi-knit sweater?
Yep.
I was so excited about the knitting.
Mm-hmm.
And we were watching, I think, drag stuff that night. It was Friday, I think.
Okay.
And it was my New Year's Eve knitting.
Mm-hmm.
So I cast on and I'm zipping along and I'm almost about to separate for the sleeves. And I noticed that there was an at the same time that I missed.
Oops.
Don't you hate when that happens?
I'm not fond of at the same times anyway.
No, but it's necessary to do a scoop neck sweater, especially yes. If you want to add steek stitches and turn it into a zip front cardigan for the cutest boy on the planet, like I'm going to. So I looked at it, and the mistake I made was in the first 10 rows. And I was almost at the armhole separation. And so I looked.
And you can't fix that, can you?
No. Well, you can. But I was like, it's going to take me longer to put all the stitch markers back and do all the things. So I just ripped out back to the beginning
mm-hmm.
and started again. And yesterday at some point, I got back to the point where I'd ripped out because I noticed that my ball had stopped tumbling around in my lap and was instead politely coming out of the center, like a center pull ball again. So we are where we're supposed to be. Something I really like about using the Knit Companion app is that I was able to import my patterns. So I have the Ann Budd books on ebook, on PDF, which I got from the Interweave website ages ago. I think I paid like $5 a book for them digitally. So I did not break the bank buying a digital copy of this book that I already own the hard copy of. And it's worth every penny to do it that way because I could import the pages from the PDF, just the pages I needed from where I keep them in my Dropbox, into the app and highlight Rex's size and write down what it was and do all the things without having to do a whole bunch of everything. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So just like an individual set-aside pattern,
mm-hmm.
I was able to just import the pages. So I'm going to be doing that with another sweater that's on my arbitrary knitting rules list because I have the Interweave magazines on my computer, which I'll upload to my Dropbox so that I can pull it out of my Dropbox and put it in my Knit Companion, which sounds like a lot of work, but is actually like ploink, ploink, beep, 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 beep. That's it.
Excellent.
It sounds like more work than it is.
Okay.
So that is my knitting attacks. It was really frustrating, though, and the kids got... They were like, why are you ripping it out? And I said, because it's not right. And it'll take me. I said, did you see how fast I knit this up? Oh, and I have a kid's knitting tip.
Mm-hmm.
So Rex knows it's a sweater for him mm-hmm. because the yarn is his favorite colors. The mm-hmm. black, I'm sorry, not the Black Widow colorway, the Natasha colorway from Seismic Yarns. And both kids wanted a sweater in it. But I have an idea for Genevieve's that I think she'll like better than just a standard top-down hoodie.
Okay.
I have stitch markers that are very clearly things Rex loves. So I got these, you know, the Lego people, the minifigures?
Yes.
You know how their heads are yellow and they have a little peg on top and they have that very distinctive head?
Yes.
The lemonade shop has those in clear yellow lucite or plastic or whatever the plastic is they call
so
it.
So are they minifigures?
It's it's a flat stitch marker that looks okay. like a minifigure head. And okay. then there was another vendor ages ago, and I don't know if they're still selling them, but if they are, we'll link to them in the show notes. But they did Lego stitch markers. So they put an eye loop or one of those, the pins, mm-hmm. the straight pins with the pin on the end.
Yes.
And turned them into stitch markers. They're literally Legos, and you can click them together still.
Ha! Huh?
Yeah. So I got Rex a set for his someday knitting because he has knitting. Remember, he learned how to knit. And the bag I have it all in is a combination of our favorite things. I got it from Nomadic Knits. It's the Starry Night painting with Mandalorian stuff in the Impressionist style.
How lovely.
Yeah, it's really brilliant. And so he knows it's for him, because every single part of it says Rex. Rex. So I just love it. All right. And that's it for When Knitting Attacks, right?
Yep.
Let's move on to the next segment. But first, a quick word from our sponsors. Have you ever defrogged because you forgot a step several rows back, or lost your spot because you dropped your magnet board or lost track with your highlighter tape? Instead of wrestling with paper, use the Knit Companion app. It keeps you on track so you can knit more and frog less. Knit Companion works with all your patterns and is available for Apple, Android, and Kindle Fire devices. You can find links to Knit Companion along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. This week for Knits in Space, we are celebrating all the 12 days of Christmas without all the birds. Genevieve mentioned that she was a little disappointed that we hadn't done some of the things we have done in previous years. So because we have all this time, mm-hmm. we decided to do a couple of them. So we watched the Jinx and Dayla Christmas special, which is a drag queen special and is definitely not for children. Except that my kids are big fans of both queens. And while some of the stuff is very off color, it's great for facilitating conversations if you're comfortable with having those conversations. So anyway, we watched that. It was a live stream of a pre-recorded thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which...
that was challenging to explain.
Yeah. And it also, there were some technical hiccups, but we had fun anyway. And then there was one of the moms at school had told me about the city of San Jose did a light festival, like a festival of light situation with music synced up with the light displays. And they did it over by Raging Waters, which is at Lake Cunningham Park on the east side of San Jose. And obviously a water park they're not open during the winter. So it's a really good use of that space.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. So the one we've been going to has usually super long lines and you are in the car waiting just to get in. Even though you bought tickets for a specific set of time, you're waiting to get in for literally an hour. So you're in the car for ages. This one was set up really smoothly. They had enough. It was in a location where there was enough traffic flow that wouldn't be a problem. You wouldn't get stuck in traffic and miss your window. And beyond the logistical things of just getting in, the display and the music was so much fun and it was so well thought out that we all had a really good time. And the kids were so, so into it. So that really helped. We decided that next year
mm-hmm.
we're going to get a slightly earlier time because it's dark early anyway, because they had funnel cakes at the end.
Uh-huh.
And since it was like 8:15 by the time we were done, mm-hmm. we were not going to stop and sugar up the kids with funnel cakes. So Andrew offered very heroically to go in and get us funnel cakes later after the kids were in bed. But
we love funnel cakes.
Yeah, we do. I saw that and I was like, nobody said there was going to be funnel cakes. So that was really, really fun and a really nice way to be able to continue celebrating and kind of get everyone feeling those holiday feelings again before they go back to school on Monday. So yeah, that is my Knits in Space this week. Do you have anything you wanted to add?
Nope.
Oh, the other thing we did was we watched the It's a Wonderful Life stage play that Theater Works had done. They did a radio show, and it was marvelously well done. I've never seen the movie, so I'm going to watch it.
I have, with
Jimmy Stewart,
mm-hmm. yes.
Well, I hadn't seen it, so I went in fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it with a friend who said that they basically stuck to the script.
Black and white.
It wasn't in black and white. It was modern day on stage.
The one I saw was black and white.
Yes. But it was really good. The cast was spectacular. One of the guys who was in it, we saw in Little Shop of Horrors playing Seymour. And he had so much range and so much depth in this that it was just like, it was amazing. Because he got to do all these different parts and it was incredible how he could turn on a dime to do all this stuff. So I really enjoyed it and it was really fun. And I shared it on Instagram so people could check it out if they were interested. But anyway, I'm really enjoying being able to watch live theater from my living room, or slightly live, formerly live theater, because then I don't have to stress about getting sick or getting anyone else sick. So that is my Knits in Space. Let's move on to the next segment.
totally off topic. Mm-hmm. When you went to Britex, did you see a shop with all sewing machines in the window across the street from it? Did you catch that?
Not that I noticed. The Britex has a big vintage-looking red. It's probably not vintage. It's probably the original sign. But it looks like a big vintage sign that's red, and you can't miss it. Like, I wasn't looking for it. I was just like, oh, look, Britex.
Lovely.
Yeah. And then I made a joke. I was like, oh, it's a pity we didn't bring Mom because we could have dropped her off at Britex while we did the thing. But then you wouldn't have gotten to go because we ended up going somewhere else. So,
well,
it worked out. There was a lot of walking. You would not have been happy. And
Sam's
stairs.
Christmas gift last year was
a trip to Britex.
A trip to Britex, which I still haven't cashed.
Cash that puppy.
Yeah.
You need fabric for your pedal pushers, don't you? And your other projects?
I looked at their prices.
Mm-hmm.
And they're real prices. They're not Joanne's fabric.
No, it's real
prices.
Fabric.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a special project.
Yes. So I'm planning for, well, not next year's sewing anymore, this year's sewing.
2022.
And I want to sew from my stash.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I need to go through my stash and reorganize.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what possessed me, but I have a bag of like dark fabrics,
mm-hmm.
whereas I needed to organize it by fabric type.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking every time I do something like that, I cull a whole bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And because tastes change and what you want to make changes.
Yes.
And when Genevieve was a baby, I inherited a bunch of knits that were intended for little kids from a friend whose kids were in high school then.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense, you know?
Yep. So I'm thinking of donating the unloved stash to West Valley College.
Brilliant. I'll do it. I can even do a run while I'm running errands tomorrow. It's on my way, actually.
Nothing has been called yet.
Oh, okay. Well, you let me know because I... Does anyone else map out their errands so they can have like the most efficient like bloop, bloop, bloop?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yes. And then I thought, so what do I want to sew?
Mm-hmm.
I don't need any fancy party dresses.
Pity, but true.
I'm not going anywhere.
Again, I say pity, but
well,
true.
I need workhorse pieces for everyday wear.
For your 10-year project.
Yes. And the A-line skirt that I sewed in beginning sewing, I've been wearing once or twice a week, and I bought more fabric to make more of those.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to make a half a dozen A-line skirts. Some more pedal pushers, because mm-hmm. that would be so comfortable in the summertime.
Especially if you do them in linen. Oh, I have a quote about linen.
One more thing and
yeah,
then
do
your
thing.
Quote. And wrap dresses, because that is comfortable.
Yes, for
and
sure.
And elegant. Okay, quote about linen.
So I've been reading, you're reading the same book, Golden Thread?
Yes.
Linen conducts heat extremely well, making it feel cool against the skin, which is why it is associated with summer months and warmer climates. It is also one of the strongest fibers, twice as strong as cotton and four times as strong as wool. It ages well, too, growing softer with wear and laundering. And that's by Cassia St. Clair from The Golden Thread, How Fabric Changed History. And first of all, this book is too exciting to read at bedtime. Because I got super excited and started like highlighting and copying quotes.
Yes.
And I was like, this is the opposite of what I needed right now. But it's really a good read. And so I highly recommend it. Mom talked about it a few weeks ago. And I'm really stoked about that. But yeah, I'm super into the idea of I want to do linen napkins. But mm-hmm. like actual linen napkins, not the loose weave we got when we went to Mood.
The problem with linen napkins is they need to be pressed. Otherwise, they look like kitchen rags.
But do they? But do they? I don't know. We'll find out. I have cotton ones, and cotton has just the same problem.
You have a square press.
I do. I use my Cricut press. Yeah,
your
we could press them with
press.
That.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So is that it?
Well, I was thinking one of the things the teacher showed us this past semester was something she called a London finish, which is sort of like the Hong Kong finish. Hong Kong finish is when the edges of the seam allowances are encased in bias tape.
Okay. And you were going to make your own bias tape too.
Eventually, but this one, with the London finish, it isn't bias tape. You cut the underlining 1.5 inches longer, and then it wraps around the edges. And she had made a 6-gore skirt, and I asked her where to read up on it, and she didn't know where she found it, but she said Sandra Bitsina had talked about that. And I looked at
the books you have.
A book I have where Sandra Bitsina made pants. And it was sort of there. Not as good as the teacher had made it.
Did you check in the index?
Not there.
Okay.
But there are more books that I
need to add to your collection, yeah.
Yes.
You know she's local, right? She's up in San Francisco.
She, once a year, she in January, she teaches a Chanel jacket class. This year, I'm not ready.
Maybe next
but
year.
But I think I would like to sign up for next year to sew a Chanel jacket.
Put a post-it on the back of your calendar on December so you remember to sign up for it in December. So on the very last page of your big calendar, put a post-it that says sign up for Chanel jacket class, and that way you'll remember.
I thought I would contact her and say, I want to take your class next year.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That too.
We'll talk about that later. So you will hear about how my sewing progresses over the next year.
Excellent. It sounds like we've come to the end of our row. This week, we'd like to thank Knit Companion, Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist, Oink Pigments, our supporters, but most importantly, you, our listeners. Absolutely everything, and I mean everything we've talked about in this week's episode can be found at the show notes, which are located at knitmoregirlspodcast.com. You can send any comments, questions, or feedback to me, Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
Or me, Gigi, G-I-G-I, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify Podcasts, Pandora Podcasts, iTunes Podcasts, pretty much everywhere as Knit More Girls. And if you're enjoying our podcast, feel free to leave us a 5-star rating and a positive review. Remember, this is Jasmine
and Gigi
telling you to knit more.